the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Tommy Chong. I mean, this is the holiday of all holidays.
This is what he should be doing.
He was supposed to be here about a half an hour ago, and he's not here right now because I'm sure he's still delivering to all the girls and boys of the world.
Nice. Man, I am there.
He's the Santa he Claus thinks he's of 420.
Marijuana.
He's talking to the radio right now, having a conversation with us, thinking it's great.
Santa Chong. Is Santa Chong on the phone? Hey, hello? Tommy.
Hello.
Tommy Chong.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey there, boys and girls.
Hey, Tommy.
What happened to you, man? You were supposed to be in here with us.
I don't know.
We have a whole table
perfect
full of munchies.
That was the perfect answer. Right.
We got munchies for
didn't
you.
Get the, I didn't get the menu. I mean, the memo.
Yeah, we have munchies all over the table. Oreos, Chex Mix, some munchies, some Funyuns.
Oh.
What is
I didn't hear any smoking substances
so
mentioned.
That's why we were relying on you bringing some Chong's Choice for us. We got the bongs all ready to go.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm still waiting for 420.
Did you have some crippled lizard last night, Tommy?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Actually, something dank. It's called dank.
The dank?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty dank. It was good. It's 420 today. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought it was still yesterday.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong are going to be performing at Chumash Casino on Cinco de Mayo. For tickets, you can go to CheechandChong.com. And then I mentioned that you also have your new organic and legally compliant natural cannabis and lifestyle brand called Chong's Choice. Now, where can they get that? Is that in all the dispensaries around Los Angeles already?
There's a couple of dispensaries that carry it, especially the one in Culver City. And there's a MedMen.
MedMen.
MedMen in somewhere in West Hollywood. Yeah. Santa Monica. And La Jolla. Santa Monica and La Jolla in West Hollywood.
I want you as my GPS.
Yeah. Have they asked you to voice the GPS yet? That'd be great because you can pick voices.
Can you imagine placing an order with them?
If you get lost, just ask the nearest gay guy.
Tommy, I want to know, man. You know better than anyone what makes it great. What makes Chong's Choice the choice? What's so great about it?
There's a lot of inferior product out now, especially since it's gone legal. Then the demand's shot up, and so people are using dangerous pesticides and that to fertilize their plants with. Are you there?
We're hanging on every word.
What?
Okay. Anyway, I thought I got cut off. Anyway, so what we do, we make sure that the grow is organic. That's number one.
Uh-huh.
And then I test it personally. And I have friends, waiters at restaurants that I go to, I have them test it, and there's a benefit because they come back with the test results and they also give me the best service in the world.
Oh, Tommy, could go back in time to say the 70s when you were in the forefront of, weed, the weed that was smoked back then compared to the weed that's smoked today, which is the best weed?
It's a weed that you smoke at the moment. Mm. See, back then, any weed was good weed, and so you never really had a choice. And so whatever you had, it was the best and it was good. It's hard to compare, because, I don't know if you've ever done edibles. Have you ever, anybody tried edibles?
People in this room.
I have some very close friends who've done it and they love it.
And there again, if you you know, if you doubt yourself and you think that you didn't take enough, then you end up in a coma. So you got to be very. It's hard to say.
The weed is stronger now, right? I mean, it's stronger strains than you had.
Who's to say? Who's to say? I can't tell you that.
You may have some immunity built up.
Yeah, I actually had a question because I loved your movies growing up and watching it now.
Sure.
When you guys were smoking, were you actually smoking during the movies? Or I mean, because it would seem like it'd be hard to function as much as you were in the movies, and you guys were hilarious.
Oh, no, no. We never smoked as much. You know, there was movie smoke
okay.
when we did the big joints. You know, that was like right. Stuff pretty terrible Indian stuff from India.
Oh.
But yeah, we smoked. In fact, that's how the movies got made, is because we smoked and had a better idea than what was presented
wow.
to us. Yeah, so, and we smoked and we created as we went, you know, like
wow.
Up and Smoke was done, and we would get there that morning and decide what we had to do, and then we'd change, you know, the movie crew was all ready for us to improvise, and so that's how we pulled that one off.
Do you have any props from that film? Do you have your van or anything else that, from that
I
film?
Know where they're at, you know, there's people that collect that stuff, but I personally got enough modern stuff around my house. I don't need any. Oh, I got the clothes. I got some of the clothes.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you have certain strains that you go to for different activities? Like if you want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix, you have that particular strain you go to. If you want to sex up your wife that night, you got another strain you go to?
Theoretically, yes. but reality, forget it. you know what you do when you're stoned? You get up for no reason, and you walk into the kitchen. And then you stand there, and you go, oh. Then you go to the fridge, and then you look and find something that you shouldn't eat. Or you stand there and look at the fridge for a long time and trying to figure out why you went in there. That's what I mean. So there's no linear thought when you're stoned.
Not really.
You know,
Tommy Chong on the phone with
your
us.
Your body directs you, you know. Where you have to go.
I don't want to bring us all down from our high, but with Donald Trump in office, and I heard that he might be a little bit harder with the feds and, you know, the regulations because it's not legal federally, but on certain state levels it is. I mean, here in California. It's legal. Colorado, obviously, Washington. A lot of other states are going full-on legalizing marijuana, and he says he might start cracking down. As far as, like, the how that's going to affect your business, because you got into the business back in 2003 doing the selling the bongs and stuff, and you got in some trouble for that, and you're actually the only one that actually went to prison for it. So are you worried that, you know, that could possibly happen again now that Trump's in office?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, because I don't Trump is he's not in office. He's under house arrest. He never thought he'd win. He was planning on playing golf and bugging Hillary for 4 years. and so when he won, it threw a big wrench into his plan. If you notice, he never had an act after the winning. And so after he won presidency, he would go out and campaign.
He's still
literally
campaigning.
He would campaign. And everybody had to tell him, Don, you won. You won, dude. You know? And he's, but it's Obama's fault, you know? So I'm not really. Are you kidding? I'm not worried about Trump. I'm loving Trump. I love everything that's going on. I mean, to give you an idea of why I'm not worried, look what happened when he tried to ban Muslims twice. Twice he tried to ban Muslims, and the local judge goes, no, that isn't
right.
Yeah, okay, next case. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're
but what he's doing, and I love what he's doing. He's showing us the weakness and the strengths of our Constitution. You know, he's really taking the Constitution for a test ride, because at the end of all this, I mean, think about it. There's no government. There's no government. He hasn't replaced anybody. You know, he's going to make America great again. first of all, he has to hire people to, you know, like to mow the lawn, the stuff like that. You know, we can't have every job go to your kids. You know, so no, I'm not worried at all. In fact,
well, good.
Look at our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. I mean, someone should have told Jeff that Andy Griffin is canceled a long time ago. You know, we don't need Goober. So are you kidding? And Ivanka. Oh my, and Kushner, you know, the go-to Jew.
Oh, I think we just got a new nickname.
What does
there.
This mean? What does this mean? Oh, you know, I mean, it's a bonanza. The only guy I feel sorry for is Jon Stewart because he quit before. Well, then you know, everybody else took over. No, I'm not worried at all.
Tommy Chong on the phone with us. He'll be performing at the Chumash Casino with Cheech and Chong together.
Cheech. Oh, what an epic show.
Yeah, on Cinco de Mayo. For tickets, you can go to CheechandChong.com. And like I said, if you're out there and you're in your dispensary, look for Chong's Choice. For more information about his strains, CheechandChong.com is the website to check it all out.
What a treat to talk to him on 420.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Huh? Nobody else gets to do this but us.
This is special.
Tommy, is there any talk, before you're too old to do such things, is there any talk going on of one more reunited film between you, with you and Cheech?
Well, you know, I definitely been working. I've been working on a movie, but Cheech, I don't know if you read his book. He just wrote a book. And it's called My Name's Not Cheech, But Don't Call Me Chong. So I want to do a movie, but I want to direct it. In fact, that's the only stipulation I have, because I can only direct and act in movies that I direct, because I'm a little bit, script challenged.
Script challenge.
I'm not good at reading stuff, you know. I mean, I'm so sorry for Trump, but staring at the prompt, trying to figure out how to say those words. You know, I understand his pain. You know, I mean, no, I have to direct, and Cheech doesn't want me to direct anything anymore. You know, he's still angry at me for the Corsican brothers.
Well, Tommy, thank you so much for calling in the show and taking time out of your holiday. I know you got to get back on the sleigh and start delivering more. You got a big day ahead of you. So thank you so much. And like I said, if you ever want to stop by,
it's
the door is always open. That's right, buddy.
It's
is 420
today.
It is.
Hey, have we done the interview?
we're gonna. That was just a warm up. We're gonna do the interview in about 5 minutes. All right.
Hey, listen, I gotta go. Frosty and them are calling me.
Thank you, Tommy.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you, man.
Cheers, nice Tommy. Cheers.
Oh my God.
What a funny.
He
guy.
Is awesome, on Tommy his Chong. Day. Definitely go see
How
him.
How great was that? That we were there when he realized. It is 420. Like he had the epiphany. Yeah. Like,
wake up, Santa Claus. It's Christmas Day.
Tomorrow morning he's going to go, I think I got to be at KLOS. I got to be.